Robert Webster manages the Covanta waste-to-energy plant in Oahu's Campbell Industrial Park. He's my guide today on a tour of the H-Power facility, which handles about 90% of the island's waste.
We're located on 26 acres here in Campbell Industrial Park.
Rows of trucks and dumpsters wait in line at a weigh station, ready to unload the morning's haul to a room the size of an airplane hangar.
And you see trucks coming in here delivering our fuel. The commercial haulers, as well as the city and county of Honolulu trucks, they all come here.
Once the garbage is unloaded, it goes through an initial shredding process. It's then lifted onto a conveyor belt and used as fuel for the boilers. Heat from the 2,000-degree furnace runs a generator that puts about 68 megawatts of electricity back on the grid, enough to power 65,000 homes.
Today's trash is tomorrow morning's electricity. So it's here today, gone tomorrow.
To make sure the energy is generated clean, Covanta says there are a number of high-tech pollution controls in place, including something that's called a scrubber to neutralize acid gas that's produced when plastic and certain paper is incinerated. And out in the parking lot, no smoke.
Sometimes, you know, I have to tell people that on a tour. I said, okay, you just see we're burning trash, making energy, and no smoke coming out anywhere. It's clean.
The Honolulu plant is about 25 years old, but Webster says the technology is constantly being updated. Just 2 years ago, a third boiler was added to the facility, a mass burn boiler, where garbage doesn't need to be shredded and just about anything can be burned. A worker named Nate uses a giant claw to grab bushels of trash. He then feeds it over a high wall and drops it into the furnace.
Now this unit takes bulky mattresses, furniture,
even a bathtub. But opening that third boiler has raised concerns about whether the city has enough waste to meet Covanta's contract. Last year, Oahu only delivered 680,000 tons of trash, but the county contract calls for 800,000. That shortfall ended up costing taxpayers $1.3 million.
It's a put or pay contract.
Lori Kahikina is the Director of Environmental Services for the City and County of Honolulu.
Whether we deliver 800,000 tons or not, we still owe them a certain amount of money.
Kahikina says in total, the city pays close to $65 million to run and maintain the Covanta facility. But the plant is profitable. The energy created is sold to Hawaiian Electric and brings in about $70 million annually. But Kahikina says not having enough garbage is a big deal. She hopes to make up for it this year by sending wastewater sludge that would have gone to the landfill to H-Power instead. A lack of waste to fuel the plant is not unique to Hawaii. Countries like Sweden even go as far as importing garbage from neighboring nations, and other cities across the country have found themselves in similar waste-to-energy contracts, where demand for trash far outstrips supply.
I'd say every incinerator that's working out there is dealing with this.
Thomas Kinneman is an economics professor at Bucknell University. He researches environmental policy and tracks solid waste markets. Kinneman says the waste-to-energy boom really started back in the 1970s.
They were all about it. The news headline, it was the savior, and there was no opposition. until they found out how expensive it was.
Since then, the market for these facilities has tapered off. He estimates waste-to-energy plants account for about 20% of waste disposal in our country, but he does see the appeal for certain cities in specific geographic locations.
The kind of places where incineration makes most sense is where you don't have a lot of land, or land is very expensive, and there's a significant population density so that there's enough waste to keep the incinerator happy, if you know what I mean.
Critics of waste to energy say the whole process rewards the wrong behavior.
It's a total disincentive to do the right thing and to reduce the amount of garbage that we make.
Monica Wilson is the U.S.-Canada director of GAIA, Global Alliance for Incinerator Alternatives.
So we see a lot of cities flirting with this idea that sounds so magical and wonderful when the industry talks about it. But really, when you dig into it, you realize that incineration is not all that it's cracked up to be.
Wilson also stresses that more energy could be saved by reusing materials instead of burning them. Thomas Kinneman from Bucknell University agrees and says there are things we could do to be more sustainable.
Incineration is kind of like we're accepting an inferior process, you know, to get the job done. And the only reason why we can't recycle all this is because we haven't really figured out the best way of doing it.
As technology advances, some waste-to-energy plants are incorporating more separation, even adding to recycling. But for Oahu's H Power, the newest technology remains burning all available trash. Molly Solomon for HBR News.